All right, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, as we get ready for Giants baseball. Joined fans by someone, a name that we have heard during the winter and certainly during spring training, and that's Drew Ferguson, outfielder for the Giants. Drew, nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Marty.
Very good. Hey, it's great having you here. The story, Rule 5, and I've explained it to the fans what Rule 5 means. You're picked by the Giants. You've got to be on the 25-man roster to make the ball club or else be offered back to Houston. How did you find out about all this? What was it like for you?
I was actually playing in Puerto Rico, a winter ball stint over there the day of the Rule 5. And I didn't really anticipate getting selected because my throughout my career, my skill set has kind of flown under the radar a little bit. You know, I'm not the typical guy that's going to hit a bunch of home runs or have really flashy stat lines. So I just kind of figured I would go unselected. But I actually kind of figured it or found out all at once. You know, I was like, oh, I think the Rule 5 draft is today and I'm eligible. And then I'm actually pulling my phone out to check on the draft. As I'm picking up my phone, my agent texts me, SF Giants. So it was all within the matter of about 5 seconds.
What a great story. Drew Ferguson with us. You touched on why you're a good story, and that is your background of how you approach baseball. And it's really been a story of your career and in the camp. So let's go backwards just a little bit of how you got involved with the game and how you approach the game of baseball.
Well, I guess I always tell people that, you know, just kind of coincidentally, I grew up a Braves fan, and just through the internet and just reading what people wrote about the Braves growing up, I kind of became interested in sabermetrics, analytics, whatever you want to call it. I mean, there's several different buzzwords for it, but I became interested in using data and information to better assess what's going on in the game than perhaps the naked eye could see. So, you know, I was following Major League Baseball with that in mind, going all the way back to being 15, 16 years old. And then, you know, as I grew up and went on to play in college, that same kind of mindset has, you know, kind of guided my development over the years. And then especially in professional baseball, being drafted by Houston, a very aggressive, forward-thinking, technologically driven, analytical organization like that, you know, they helped me learn a lot more about the game and how to develop, how to evaluate players, how to evaluate yourself, and that sort of thing. So I've kept that mindset throughout the years, and I think it's been really helpful for me, a player who doesn't, you know, I'm not particularly toolsy in the traditional sense. So I have to I like to try and leverage every shred of information to my advantage.
You know, it's funny, Drew Ferguson with us, and we'll talk about what you've learned and how you put it to use. I'm interested to hear what things jump out at you. But when I saw your stat line, it looked to me like you were a player in the late 50s. You know, Nelly Fox, you know, a guy, you know, made 3 homers, driving 40 runs, but gets on base all the time and is a big part of winning baseball. So there is a spot in baseball history for winning players, just as you have become in the minor leagues, certainly in hope in the major leagues. But what specifically, we talk about analytics, what jumped out at you that made you a better player? What do you hold on to?
Well, I think my bread and butter, the thing that I probably do, you know, I don't want to say as well as anybody because there's always guys that are better than you, but one thing that I do really, really well is control the strike zone, which is just don't swing at balls and swing at strikes, which of course is intuitive. You know, players, they know that, but guys don't always, you know, they don't always do a great job at that. You know, they get aggressive in hitters counts. They swing at the slider in the dirt. So I'm constantly trying to leverage the count back in my favor, take my walks where I can, and just, you know, kind of hone in on swing decisions as a whole. And that's something that there's always room for improvement. You know, everyone chases and everyone, you know, lets a good one go by occasionally, but that's something that you can constantly strive for as a player. Like, am I swinging good pitches? What can I do to swing at better pitches? And how is that going to help me? Of course, if you never swing any balls and you swing at all the ones down the middle, you're putting yourself in a pretty good spot, assuming you've got a good swing.
I love it. Very good. Drew Ferguson with us. All right. You seem like someone who should be in the front office, you know, and maybe when your days as a player are over, maybe you'd be involved with baseball.
I've gotten that one before. I've been asked, yeah, many times if I'm interested in staying in baseball in that sort of role when I'm done. And to be honest with you, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what, you know, how I'll feel about the game or staying in the game after my playing career is over. You know, I kind of, I'm focused on what I'm trying to accomplish right now. You know, I don't even know where I'm going to be at the end of camp. I got to focus on one thing right now, which is to make the team.
No, absolutely. That is what, and I think what we want to know is how you doing. How are you doing in camp? How's it going for you? What are you learning? How do you feel you're progressing?
I feel pretty good. You know, it's easy to get caught up in a spring training stat line. Yes. You know, as players, of course, you want to get hits all the time, but the structure and the nature of spring training, you only get two at bats here, two at bats there. You know, you don't really know as much about pitchers as you would in the regular season. You're not studying film before the game as much, that sort of thing. So I think it's also, you haven't seen live pitching in months. So I think you're at a little bit of a disadvantage, and I think it's a mistake to get caught up in your line. What I can control as a player is my preparation with my swing in the cage every day. And then again, back to swing decisions. Am I swinging good pitches? You know, is my timing there? Could my timing affect, you know, any chases or bad takes, you know, stuff like that. So it's more in the preparation, the process of, do I feel like I'm doing what I need to do to have a successful season, wherever that may be.
Okay, so are you doing that?
I am. I like to think that I am. Okay. I like the environment here. I like the structure that we have going in camp. You know, I've gotten along really well with the staff, and I think that we're doing a good job being collaborative in player development. You know, I'm getting to know people, obviously being the new guy in camp, so I'm trying to bounce some ideas back and forth, hear some new perspective. You know, I'm talking with, of course, Michael Schwartz about the analytical side from, you know, with San Francisco, you know, what they've been keying on, what they've been looking at lately. So it's good to just get some fresh perspectives and try and, you know, incorporate that into my daily preparation.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Belmont University, a mid-major in Nashville.
Okay. What'd you major in?
I graduated with a degree in finance and management.
Oh, very good. Well, I like it. I'm an accounting major and a lawyer, so that's where I went. Drew Ferguson with us. So wrap it up. I always like to ask a kind of a silly question in a way, but I'm interested in your answer. If you could travel in time, forward or back, to see baseball, where would you go? Who would you want to see, or what would you like to think about?
I think just from a curiosity standpoint, I'd want to go forward, you know, with a lot of uncertainty in what direction the game's going. Yeah. You know, the game's changing probably at a faster rate than it has in the past, you know, with the all the technology and kind of just processes that front offices are putting in place. I'd like to see what the game would look like 20, 30 years from now. And, you know, that might answer your question if I'd be interested in staying in the game.
Well, great having you on. Honestly, I told you this when we started. The fans are into you, the Rule 5, what you bring to the table from Houston, the analytical part of it, leadoff type hitter, good speed, can play center field excellently. So the fans are on it. Now it's just a question of how the thing turns out. So only time will tell.
Only time will tell, Marty.
All right. Boy, very good, Drew. All right. Nice having you on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.